When the Church recalls the Christian roots of Europe, it is not seeking special status for itself. That was Pope Benedict's message to Yves Gazzo, head of the delegation of European Community Commission to the Holy See, as he received his letters of credence earlier today. Veronica Scarsbrick has this report.
The Pope told the Frenchman, a seasoned diplomat and expert in finance and development, that the Church wants to work from historical memory, recalling an increasingly ignored truth. The decisive Christian inspiration of the founding fathers of the European Union. It also wants to demonstrate that the base values of European society, the equal human dignity of all, freedom of worship, peace for common good, come mainly from the Christian heritage that continues to nourish the Union today. Pope Benedict warned that it is important that Europe should not allow this model of civilization to unravel or be manipulated by pressure groups who wish to pursue specific interests at the expense of the ultimate goal of the well-being of all the continent's inhabitants. He said it is equally important that the original impetus of the founding fathers should not be stifled by individualism or utilitarianism. The continent's immense intellectual, cultural and economic heritage will continue to bear fruit only if it be nourished by the transcendent vision of the human person, which, he said, is the most precious treasure of Europe. Thus the Pope called for a balance between economic efficiency and social requirements, highlighting safeguard of the environment, the vital and necessary support for human life, from conception to natural death, as well as the primary role of the family, founded on marriage between a man and a woman. Europe, concluded Pope Benedict, will not be truly itself until it respects the original hallmark of its greatness. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.